We are holding on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ha'isus Sukasi Bein Ha'ilanes V'Ha'ilanes Defanes La Ksheira." So, unlike the previous sugya where we spoke about a person making the sukkah actually inside the tree, so it was like a tree house of sorts. And we said that the sukkah is ksheira, but ein olin la b'yamtiv, one who was not allowed to enter the sukkah on Shabbos on yamtiv because of ein mishtamshim be'ilan, and so on. Here we're discussing a case where the tree is one of the walls of the sukkah. It's one of the walls of the sukkah. Rashi says bein olin is ba'aretz, v'leis samcha alein, aval hein and defne ser. They merely serve as the walls of the sukkah. That is fine, that is kshera. So Amar Abach Abba Yaakov, kol mechitza sheni achila lamed baruch metziya, any mechitza which is not able to withstand the ruch metziya. Rashi says, what does that mean? Sharuch melicha umidiya. The wind moves it around back and forth. So it's a shaky, weak mechitza, and it blows in the wind. And there is a discussion as to how much is acceptable. What if it moves an inch? is that considered to be a problem? Is it only if it moves three tefachim in one direction and so on? But if it moves just a small amount, it is okay. But it has to be somewhat solid. And as we mentioned before, the discussion about having a canvas sukkah, that it's important that you shouldn't just have a canvas sukkah which flaps around, because then you run into this problem of it's mechitza shenichila lamed baruch metziya. We said therefore either it's got to be somehow taut and that it doesn't move around, or at least you've got some string, like we spoke yesterday, where you've got lavad mechitzas, so that at least the actual rope, the string, serves as the actual mechitzas, and then we don't care if the rest of the structure flaps around. That is the din of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. And there's many applications of it. We just said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to use a tree as a wall of the sukkah. The Gemara understands, the Gemara understands that pashtus, the tree, is going to sway back and forth. In which case, it is the loy ker abacha b'yakav v'ha'kazel v'asi. Now, acha b'mayaskina and v'kashin. We're speaking here about an old tree. It's an old, thick tree, and it's not going to sway, and therefore it's fine. But what about the branches of the tree? Rashi says, at times, the branches are also being used for the doifen of the sukkah. So what about that? So now we say the Ovid lay behutza v'dafna. So you make it behutza v'dafna. What does that mean? Rashi says, very interesting, the Ovid lay oirig hanoif. You somehow kind of weave things together. Oirig hanoif kemin mechitza shalei yinanu haruach. So could we take a bunch of branches and you kind of intertwine them so that they're not going to move around anymore? You make them into some type of a weave of sorts. And therefore they will not move around. Frank the Gemara Yachi, if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? And that's L'cher Dav Rapashit. Now, Ma'ur the Taman Nigzad Dal Ma'asi L'shtamushi B'ilan. You might have thought that maybe you might actually come to use the tree. Rashi says, L'shtamushi B'ilan L'aniach Olav Kelav, to place your Kelav on top of the tree. Kamash Malan, we don't make such a Gzeira. Now, were we to make such a gzeira and say that we're not going to allow you to use this tree or the branches of this tree as a dafin for your sukkah, for fear that you might come to place your kelim on the branches, wouldn't that be a gzeira l'gzeira? Because the whole din of using and placing something on the tree is anyway only asim midrabanan. So to say that I'm not going to allow you to use, you know, this piece of tree or the branch of the tree, that's asa midrabanan. Why? For fear that you might end up placing something on the branch, which is also only asa midrabanan. So wouldn't that be a problem of a gzeira l'gzeira? See, l'chari, you have to say that this was all part of the same gzeira. In other words, when Chazal said in Mishdamshin Be'ilan, you might have thought, you might have said that included in that gzeira, and according to some Rishonim, this is very much the way that we view and we define whether or not it's a gzeira l'gzeira or it's one gzeira, if it was all done at one sitting. If at one time when they got up and they said, right, this, you're not allowed to do this, they could say, don't do this, and don't even do that, and don't even do that, even though it seems to be possible steps, one following the other, but that could all be part of kula chad gzeiras. You might have thought it was makam to ask that. From Mashmolan, we don't. So lamaisa of Acha by Yaakov's din holds true, that kol mechitza shini chilam evruch metziah, eina mechitza. Tashma, hayisham ilan oigader oi mechitza kanim, nidei mishrim diumit. So we've had a couple of times recently the concept of diumdin. We said that if you have two pillars, each one is an amma wide, so then that is considered to be like you have a mechitza going in both directions. And we said that we mattered. We said you can. There's a hatzav pasi birois when they would allow in order to facilitate being mashke the behemoth of the eli regal. They would allow these types of mechitzas, even though it's part of meruba la'emet. And here we're saying that you can use a tree. So, again, the Gemara assumes that this is going to be a tree which is going to move around and about. No, you wove it in a way that it's not going to move around and about. Tashma, ilon emesach ala aretz. You've got a tree. And the tree it has got branches which droop quite far down to the ground. So we say, if it's a tree that the branches are in such close proximity to the ground, that it's within Gimel Tvachim, the din is metaltel and tachtov. So you're allowed to be metaltel in the area. So the whole area inside the tree is considered to be Rosh HaSayachit. Yeragarashi, first wide line, Amesach ala aretz neifei gadol ma'oid. V'rashya neif kfufim saviv ala aretz. It's around, drooping on the ground, the top and taft of the Armenian lavud. V'mechitza zu gvoya sara mi bifnim. Shaneif arachu ubegoiva ha'ilon hu. So you can be metalto in this entire area. You can be metalto in the area. Once again, we assume these branches are going to sway in the wind. You kind of weave them together in a way that they will be solid and they're not going to move around. So if you have successfully made proper mechitzas, so you should be able to be metaltel in the entire area. Even if you've got this huge area of trees where they kind of go down to the ground, if you've successfully created proper mechitzas, why not allow me to be metalt in the whole area? Alama Amar of Winnebreder Yeshua, Aid Metalton Boy, Ella Beis Lasayim. Winnebreder Yeshua said, you're only allowed to be metalt a Beis Lasayim's worth, no more. And that the Gemara says, now that's for a different reason. That is for a different reason. Because this dira is known as a dira that its tashmish is for avir. See Rashi in a second. V'chol dira shetashmish la avir ein metalton boy ela sasayim. Now we learned in Masechet Shabbos and Erevin that even though if you have an area which is hook of mechitzas, it's enveloped with mechitzas, and therefore, midya raisa, it is considered to be a rishus sayochid. That's not necessarily the only criteria to allow tiltul. You know, we spoke about, we had in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, and in an Erevin, if you have a karpef, which is loy hook of ladira, you've got some type of an enclosure, which is bigger than a base of time, it's not hook of ladira, it wasn't done primarily for the sake of dira, so then you're limited in your tiltul. So we're saying a similar thing over here, that if you have a dira, that its tashmish is for avir, then you're not allowed to be metaltel only up until this limitation of sasayim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, shetashmisha la'avir, eina suya dirizu ella letzirich avir shechutzala, meaning the primary purpose of you making this this enclosure is not for the area inside, but rather it's for the area outside. Lishma asadeis, the eina chashuv adira lahater hekif gadol. So if it's up until a base of Siam, that's fine. Bigger than a base of Siam, then we won't allow it again, because the nature of this dira was, the intent was not for the area inside, it was for the area outside. One final toshma. Again, we're trying to prove or disprove Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's din of Kol Mechitza Shenichilam Mibruch Metzein Mechitza. Toshma, Shabbas Betel. So a person, when Shabbos comes in, it's a question here of where a person's shvisa is. A person needs to be kind of shvisa, and wherever a person's makim is, they have 2,000 amas. If they're within a city, they have the whole city plus 2,000 amas in any other direction. So here we're saying that if a person was shavas betel, they were kind of the shvisa on a mound. On a mound, Shugavayasar, it's 10 tvachim high, Vahu mi arba amis, abes sasayim, and it's up until two saw, Vahain beneka, or it's in like a valley, Shuamakasara, it's 10 down, and so too, mi arba amis, abes sasayim, Vahain kamakatsura, let's say you have grain, it's harvested, so you've got a large section of the field which you've got harvested grain, and around the harvested grain, the shibboleis mekifes esah. And then you've got standing grain, which surrounds the harvested grain. So you kind of find yourself in the middle of a semi-harvested field, and the standing grain is serving as the mechitza. The din is, mahalachis kula v'chutzala alpayimama. So this becomes your makim shvisa. In other words, and what we're focusing on is in the last case, you have successfully been kaina makim shvisa within this field. So you're in the middle of a field, a large chunk of the field is harvested, and around the harvested grain, you've got shibaylis, you've got standing grain, and that serves as your mechitzas. In fact, the Gemara, how can that serve as your mechitzas legabi, to be kaina shvisa legabi tchumin, avogavdika ozl va'asi, I surely it's swaying in the wind back and forth, and according to Rabbi Chaya Yaakov, it shouldn't be a mechitza because it's not able to be Eimed Baruch Mitzuyah. Says the Gemara, so Nami the Avid Lei, Bohut Savadafna. And Echanami, you have to say the same thing. If you look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah, the Avid Lei, the Mechitza Sashibolim, Bohut Savadafna, Mishibelis, Shibelis, Hacha Ogdon, the Godlan Yachid, Savi, the Machziki, Zuizu. So you intertwine all of the standing grain in a way that because they're all attached together, they're not going to move around and about. So, what have we said in this short sugya? That unlike the previous sugya that we spoke about, if a person makes their sukkah and it's supported by the tree, there we said the sukkah is ksheira, but ein olam la v'yomtiv, ein olam b'shavas v'yomtiv. But here we're saying if you use the tree as one of the walls, that is fine. And it's on this sugya that we mentioned, did of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that a wall, in order for a mechitza to be a mechitza, it has to have the strength that's able to withstand a ruach metziah. And like we mentioned, this applies across the board. This applies even if a person makes a mechitza inside the house. They have a house, they've got a big skylight, and they decide to make another sukkah inside the house. Obviously no wind is going to go inside the house. But if you use a flimsy wall, which would not be able to withstand the ruach metzuyah, even though no ruach will ever get there, that is not considered to be a mechitza. It's a din in the mechitza, and that's how we pass it. Okay.
Fences would be fine.
The question is about hedges. If you have a thick hedge where it's not going to move around, it's fine. Correct. No problem. Yeah. So as we mentioned yesterday, now from Chafei onwards, we get into the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So we speak about individuals who are Turin min ha-sukkah, and we speak about how many meals you need to eat in the sukkah. Speak about the actual mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, how you should, you know, what you should and should not do in the sukkah. And this pretty much takes us through to the end of the parak. So like the Mishnah, shluvi mitzvah, p'turin min ha-sukkah. Very important sukkah. You have individuals who are off to do a mitzvah. They are exempt from a sukkah. Case number one, chaylan u'mesham shemehem. If you have a chayla and someone who is tending to the sick, so someone who's unwell, and someone who is taking care of the sick, also p'turin min ha-sukkah. And finally, Oichlin v'shis an arai chutz l'sukkah. There's a heter to eat and drink, something which is considered to be an achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, and we'll have to see what that means. Now there's a very interesting Rashi over here in the Mishnah. Rashi says, shluchi mitzvah, hochi b'derech mitzvah. So someone who is involved in a mitzvah, kegoin, lilmid Torah, l'hagbo b'nei rabbi, v'liftes shvuyim. So Rashi gives three examples of shluchi mitzvah, and surely it's not for naught. The Rashi gives these examples. Example number one is quite difficult. Rashi speaks about someone who's going to learn Torah. Now the problem with this is we know we have this curious paradox when it comes to Talmud Torah. On the one hand, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, kol chafatzecha leyishvuba. Nothing is able to stand up to the milah of Torah and the schar of Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Meidach says the Gemara. that if a mitzvah comes one's way and it's iachalasis al yidei achirim, even if it's a mitzvah kala midrabanan, so then it pushes aside Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah by its very nature is almanas lasis, and if a person does not stop the mitzvah, stop the limud Torah for the mitzvah, so then the Gemara says and all different types of things. So what does Rashi mean? And Rashi says a person is hoylech l'lumad Torah. Does it mean to say if you're going to learn Torah, then somehow that's in any way going to be better than if you're actually learning Torah? So that is something which is very difficult to understand. So the Mepharshim ask this question on Rashi. There is an interesting or sameach in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, that he wants to explain Rashi based on the Shita of the Ri Mikurvil, which is brought in Tezis and Ksubas Daf Yed Zayin, and there the Gemara speaks about Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Lachnas Eskala, Leitzas Hameis, and so on, that says the Ri Mikurvil, that if a person is learning from an Adam Gadol, which is a Bechina of Shimush Tamidi Chachamim, then that is considered to be Oisik b'mitzvah. In other words, that's more than just the regular Talmud Torah. Such regular Talmud Torah is taka nidcha. Person's learning, and the mitzvah veris of Ner Chanukah comes his way, of Mikra Megillah, even though the Drabbanan certainly kibud of aim. If it's Yev Shalas, it's like the Echem Mavad, you have to stop. But maybe it's referring to that. Could be that's one pshat in Rashi. The other thing which Rashi says over here is Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi. Very interesting. So again, the discussion over here is, will one be potter for mitzvah sukkah? Rashi says, an example is, if you're involved in Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, Rabbi Yashiv says, l'chor from this Rashi, it is mavur, that if a person is involved in a mitzvah dirabonin, oyseg b'mitzvah dirabonin, it patters you even from a mitzvah diraisa, because there's no mitzvah midiraisa of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi. That's not from the Tariag mitzvahs, according to anyone. And nevertheless, Rashi says, "Kegoin lahakbo pnei rabbi." So these are all things where there's some element of chiddush. Maybe pidyon shvuyim. Maybe who's to say that the captors will actually acquiesce? Maybe they'll demand a higher ransom. Maybe they'll say no. But these are all examples where a person is involved in a mitzvah, and we say the one is part of a mitzvah. There is a famous dion here in the Rishonim. Perhaps we'll just see the one thesis over here. If you look at thesis, Dibra Maschol, Shluchi Mitzvah. Thesis is like this. Halchi b'dvar mitzvah kegein lo material, lahakbo pnei rabbi, lepte shvim, p'tim menasik, v'filu b'shas chaniyosan, even when they are encamped. So even when they are encamped, that was the next Rashi in the Mishnah, p'tim menasik, v'filu b'shas chaniyosan, meaning not only whilst they aren't actually actively involved, but even when they're in camp. So says Rashi, he says in his Ezmash from the Gemara and so on, about five lines down, last word in the line, Vatema. Fractasis, an important kash which all the Rishonim deal with, Vatema. Im yecholim l'kayim shneihem, am I pturin? If the fellow is able to actually do both mitzvahs, so why would you be potter? The otu adam sheyesh leitzitzis bevigdei utfilin bereishay mim mifter pekach mishar mitzvahs. Are you going to say because you're wearing tefillin and tzitzis, so that patters you? Tosafot says a few lines later, last word in the line, Ela, vada ele mifter, ela bishoshu oisik bo. Avada, you're only going to be exempt whilst you are engaged in the mitzvah. Skipping a few lines, two words before the end of the line, v'tzach lemet ha'chanami, ayri b'chi ha'gavne, de'i mitradi b'kiyum mitzvah sukkah, havi mevatli mitzvahs. So according to Tosafos, this that we say v'shluchi mitzvah p'tum in a sukkah means that if in any way it's going to impact on my ability to go and do the mitzvah, then I'm exempt. I'm going to have to start to look around for a sukkah. It's going to take me off my path. It's going to slow me down. V'chula v'chula, anything like that. But if it's mamish efshlakayim shneim, and I'm going on a path to do lahakbo p'nei rabbi, and I need to sleep for the night, and I have the choice of sleeping in a sukkah, fantastic sukkah, beautiful weather conditions, or sleeping in a hotel, and it's not a question of here I'll be able to sleep, here I won't be able to sleep. It's mamish, exactly the same conditions. One wouldn't be able to say, you know, put them in a sukkah. It's only if in some way it's going to impact negatively my ability to be mekayim b'yis mitzvahs. That is what Tosafos says, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ritva, other Rishonim. There is a sheet of the Ran, which needs understanding, where the Ran seems to say even more so, meaning Avadi, he agrees that if merely wearing tzitzis is not going to patter you, but he seems to have more of a larger, wider patter in this sugya.
Are we saying Rashi is not saying that?
No, the question is Rashi disagreeing? Tosafos is not disagreeing with Rashi, he's just saying, you know, we have to say that's what it means. Doesn't mean that he's disagreeing with Rashi necessarily. Now, there's also an interesting Pnei Yeshua over here. When you think about it, what is the agenda of this Mishnah? If we ask ourselves, you know, what is the agenda of Rabbeinu HaKadosh in this Mishnah? Is this mamish like a sukkah dikadin, or is this a klolis dikadin? Is it a mitzvah, bother in a mitzvah? So it says, if you're involved in a mitzvah, you're part of sukkah. You could have said, if you're involved in a mitzvah, you're part of carbon pesach. If you're involved in a mitzvah, you're part of achilas matzah. If you're involved in a mitzvah, you're part of, you know, it's not dafka din in sukkah as such. It's very schwer to say that. It's very schwer to say that punkt, you know, Rabbein HaKadosh was learning Mesach HaSukkah. So he said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and insert this shas topic of oisik b'mitzvah. I mean, we've had several mesechtas in Seder Moed up until now. So the Pnei Yeshua shtells on this Sar, and he says, why did Rabbein HaKadosh bring this din in over here? Why didn't he says why did he bring it in Tvei Mibisha Mitzvahs V'Havali L'Misni B'Psachim L'Nin Pesach U'Matzah? You know, a person is involved in a mitzvah, and because they're involved in a mitzvah, they're part of Karban Pesach. You know, you could say it many, many places. Lav dafka din over here, and you know that's also the mitzvah midiraisa. This is the mitzvah midiraisa, and so on. I'm sorry. There's certain exemptions for Karban Pesach, Tami b'deach rochayka, but the basic klal of oisik b'mitzvah, batan b'mitzvah is a klal which is negiah to kol ha'tera kula. It's not a din in sukkah per se. As a fragmentation, so he says several answers. Just mention one thing which he says, which relates to sukkah directly. And he says that legabi sukkah this taka chiddush. The apple gav the bechol shah v'shah over al mitzvah aseisha b'sukkah. It's not a one-off. Meaning there's one mitzvah of carbon pesach. Here, kaseida, one has a mitzvah to eat and to sleep and to drink and to be mital in the sukkah. So here, bechol shah v'shah over al mitzvah aseisha b'sukkah. That's one point he says, but oid, Yeah, and he mentions other things about there's a couple of other points which he mentions which have to do specifically with sukkah. I think I just wrote it on the side of the page down below. He says the leidami leshar mitzvah she'ein an ela b'sheiva al tasa kishibotel mehem mashengi mesukkah ikanami yisura b'kum v'asei kishachol v'shasa v'yashin chutz l'sukkah. Here, b'kum v'asei, you're doing something which you're not allowed to do, and therefore that is a big chiddush in sukkah. Gibeger is not so happy with that second thing, because this is a big diun in the achrayim. If a person is the mitzvah for a person to eat in the sukkah, or is it that it's also to eat outside the sukkah? Meaning lamashal and nafkamina, which they speak about, is rachman latzlan an oinen. An oinen is part of a mitzvah say. So if you say it's also to eat outside the sukkah, okay, the oinen is not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. If you just say it is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, you know, it's a mitzvah to it's a mitzvah to make a bracha. He's part of a bracha. It's a mitzvah to daven. He's part of a tefillah. It's a mitzvah to bench. He's part of. It's a mitzvah to go in the sukkah. He's part of. Or is it actually an isser to eat outside? Though those are, you know, potential laf kaminas over here. But kapana, that is the ha'ara of the Pnei Yeshua.
They've chatted in the Yeshua. Because I would have said that sukkah is a big chiddush, because bishloim a matzah. You've got to eat. You've got a specific time. So it's a mitzvah, of course, a mitzvah. I think in sukkah, you don't have to eat the whole day.
Well, I mean, the question is, you know, by matzah, you've got a specific time, but you don't.
That's why they
don't. Lavdafka, you've got a mitzvah seishal terah to eat in the sukkah on Tezvav Tishrei. Mitzvah say it's a time bound mitzvah, time sensitive. Tezvav. We learn that from matzah, right?
Yeah.
So both of them are time bound and time sensitive, and we're saying you're butter. You're butter. Say the in Chalami. So the first night, and
the Mishnah is even the whole of
Sukkah. Say there, but the rest of it is no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv anyway, and there's no, you know, the first night is the ikra chiyuv. Uncle Bonim, that is the Pnei Yeshua, and there's the Achrayim are mafalpol in this Pnei Yeshua and Rav Kivager, and so.
Rabbi, can I just ask this? Just explain Rashi. He says Lilmot Toyo. There is no
Torah. So how
do we explain
that? Right. I mean, yes. I mean, a person has a mitzvah to learn Torah when they're able to learn. But if a person is not necessarily able to learn, or they're involved in panos, they're doing something else. But we're saying, what Rashi is saying, at the times when they are involved in Limud HaTorah, that part of the sukkah. So, you know, whenever those times are, you know, whenever a person has free time, a person has to learn. And if a person, Rashi seems to be saying that when you are actually involved in Talmud Torah, and maybe you're right, maybe that also has to do with the Chiddush, why Rashi is giving this example, even though this is a mitzvah which kind of applies Keseder on you. And maybe that's you're right. Maybe there's an element of chiddush that it's not just a mitzvah which applies for a particular amount of time, but even that, whilst you're involved in it, even though it's a 24/7 when you have time, you might have thought that maybe that's not enough to pat to you, but it still needs an explanation. The ha'ara which the Achronim ask, that surely Talmud Torah is nidche for a mitzvah she'ef shalasas ayde achirim. Good, says the Gemara v'nani mili. So what is the raya, what's the source that someone who is Isaac mitzvah is part of a mitzvah? Agav, there's a famous ritva in the sugya where the ritva says, what do you mean minani mili? What's the raya, what's the source that Isaac mitzvah is part of a mitzvah? Anecha tesa, if you're involved in mitzvah A, that you should do mitzvah B. Why would you possibly think that Isaac mitzvah and that you're mechuyiv to do another mitzvah? So the Ritva says that you might have thought that if mitzvah B is a bigger mitzvah, it's a greater mitzvah, so then maybe in a Hanami you have to. So the Ritva says that it's coming to teach us that it's osur for you to leave mitzvah A and do mitzvah B. A person is involved in Echveis Achnasas Kala. A person is involved in helping someone, tending to the sick, and then another mitzvah comes your way. Says the Ritz, it's osur for you to do that. It's a bizarre, right? It's mamash a bizoyin. And you're not allowed to do it. There's an isser. And you shouldn't think that even though one mitzvah seemingly is a bigger mitzvah, that you're allowed to do so. Al Kabanim says, what's the basic source that Isaac be mitzvah is part of a mitzvah? And then immediately the Tanur Rabbanan, Bishop Chavei Secha, it says in the Pasha of Shema, there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. When is there a mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Bishop Chavei Secha. When you're sitting in your house. Prat Isaac be mitzvah. So that comes to teach us when you are Isaac be mitzvah. Rashi says, She'ein echayu be Kriya Shema. Soon we'll see where exactly do you see from these words, but there's an obligation to say Shema. When you're sitting in your house, where do you see from there a p'tur of Isaac be mitzvah, part of a mitzvah? Now, the pasuk goes on to say, Uva lechtecha v'derech, when you go in the path, on your way, prat lechosin, it comes to exempt and exclude a chosin that he is part of from Kriya Shema. Mikan omru, from here they said, if a person is about to marry a Basula, and if he's about to marry a Basula, then, as the Gemara says elsewhere, he is tarded, betirded the mitzvah, because he is concerned about whether he will or will not find her to, in fact, be a Basula. So he is busy with a machshava which relates to a mitzvah, and that is the distinction, meaning, case number one is Yamamish Isaac in the mitzvah. Case number two is a chosin who has a tirda which relates to a mitzvah. And that is a second p'tur. That's where Rashi says over here on the first wide line, Rashi, why do I need two makaris to tell me there's a p'tur? It's Rikulu Trey Kroyer. The Aviksiv had. Came in the chosin lab the head yiksiv bekraw. Have min alei potter cause of elatir reach va'oisem alechas mitzvah biyodayim. I would say it's only referring to someone who's actually actively involved in a mitzvah. In alech le mitzvah, av chosin shu yoyshevu botel. The ena oisek. He's not actually involved. Elatarid b'machsheves be'ila. He's just busy thinking about what is incumbent upon him to do. And whether or not he will find her to be a besula, le patakostav, hilkech mikra yisirash min adepat mikrish matatard b'machsheves be'ila. Hence the necessity for a second pasuk to tell me not only someone who is actively involved in a mitzvah, but someone who is busy in thought, which relates to a mitzvah, he's also going to be pater. Now the Gemara goes back and says, my mashma, where bechlal do you see from these psukim a mashmos? My mashma, Amar Rav Huna, kiderech. Meaning it says, uvelechtecha vaderech. Uvelechtecha vaderech, kiderech, azevi aderech. Maderech rishus, afkal rishus. It's a path. Stam a path is a path which you can choose to go on. She says, kiderech, hoylech, bederech, schoira. You're going on a path. You choose to go on this path to do business. Kiderech, maderech rishus, afkal rishus. Meaning it says, when you go on a path, when you go on an optional path, when you're not actively involved in a mitzvah, then the Torah is mitzvah you in mitzvah's Kriya Shema. But if you're already involved in going on an obligatory path, you're already involved in doing a mitzvah which the Torah is mitzvah you to do, that's a different story, then you're going to be a potter. Maybe the pasuk is speaking about when anyway a person is going to do a mitzvah. And still the pasuk says you have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If you look at Rashi, Mila Askinin, about seven lines down in the wide lines, Mila Askinin, the chi eincha yachal lichlo b'mikra. And very often when we have a Mila Askinin in Shas, it doesn't mean that this is what the pasuk is speaking about, but it means couldn't the pasuk also be referring to this concept? V'chi eincha yachal lichlo b'mikra derech mitzvah im arashus? Could you also not include derech mitzvah? V'ha derech stomach siv? It just says uvelachtecha v'derech. Mashma nami derech mitzvah. It's koil sai arashus and sai mitzvah. the karma achman lachayiv lekreis. So I don't understand the raya. That's the gemara's kasha, and that maybe it's referring to what he's going to do with bar mitzvah. I mean, asking the cause of his bar mitzvah. The karma achman lekri says gemara now. In kain le makra b'sheves ubalachis. It should have just said b'sheves b'beislecha ubalachis baderech. My b'shiftecha ubalachtecha. So it means to say, balechas didach udemachayvis. If you're doing your own optional derech, or you're doing your own optional yeshiva, that's when you're mechuyev. Balechas the mitzvah patiris. But if you're involved in something which is already obligatory, it's something which you have to do, you're a simple mitzvah, then you're going to be a potter. Frag the gemari achi afiro kainis is al mananami, you're involved in a mitzvah. No. Kainis is a basula tarit. If you're about to marry a basula, then there's this additional aspect and element of tirda. As we mentioned, because you're concerned about what you will find or what you will not find. Whereas kainis almana, lay tarit. So there's an additional aspect of tirda which we need to consider, and that is what's going to pass you over here. Frag the gemara, what tirda is a ptur, if a person is busy, if a person is anxious, if a person is nervous. Chaleicha the tarit achanami the potur. The tarid, if a person's ship sinks in the ocean and he loses lots of money, are you going to say now you're potter from kriyashma, you're potter from mitzvahs? Maybe you'll say yeah, and achanami because of your tirda, you're potter. Now of amar be abar by zavda amar rav avel chayiv chalam mitzvahs amuris patera. An ovel who is torid, who is upset, is mechuyev in all mitzvahs. The one exception is with tefillin. Why? Shari nemer ben per. As Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, percha chavu shalecha, you, Yechezkel, should put your teferis, your tefillin, on yourself. But anyone else is going to be exempt from tefillin. The very first day, the first day of Avelas, they are exempt from tefillin. Al kaponim vazetz. And you see that there's no exemption for tirda. The fact that a person is upset and they're worried and they're concerned, that's not a reason to pater. So too, just because the fellow is being kainas of besula and he's torid, why is that a reason to pater? Says the Gemara that this is the important chilek. Ha'cha torid tirda the mitzvah. When a person is involved in Nesis of Basula, he's involved in a Tirda the Mitzvah. whereas Hasim Tarid Tirda the Rishos. Whereas the Avel is involved in a Tirda the Rishos. Let's say a couple of Rashis. Rashi says about six lines from the bottom. Hasim Tarid Tirda the Mitzvah. Bashmin and Kral. Delay mechayiv la hasir daite mi machsheves mitzvah rishena bishul zu haba alav. Interesting Rashi. Meaning he is busy. He has a job to do and he is concerned about whether or not he will be matzliach and what he will find. He is allowed to go ahead and consider what he has to do and think about it, and he does not need to pull himself together in order to say Shema. Whereas, very important, famous Rashi, when it comes to an Avo Rachman Letzlan, he is involved in the Tirda of the Rishos. Sha'ap abishu chayiv linoi gavelish shel nila rechitz v'sicha laharis kvoid meisoy einei chayiv lehitztair. Zot Rashi, amazing thing. The Avo needs to show. He needs to outwardly show signs of respect to the nifter, and therefore he takes off his shoes, and there's nisrochitz and sicha laharis kvoid meisa. He needs to be mechabed the meis, but he's not mechuyev lehitztair. He does not need to be upset. I saw in the Sefer Joshua Beis Yishai from a fisher. He has a beautiful piece on Tisha B'Av. I think I've perhaps mentioned some of it before, but he says very, very beautiful. He says it's muchach what Rashi says in many other places. The din is someone who is nifter and there's no kraven, no one sitting shiva. So the din is, we don't really do this so much nowadays, you bring mevi and asara noshim, v'yeshvim bimkayim kol shiva. You know, they sit in the house, they sit shiva, someone needs to sit shiva. They have no shaykhs whatsoever, they're not really upset. There's a din, kvodemeis, you need to show outward signs to show respect. Another thing which he brings, a shtark araya, is nowhere in Hilchos Avelos does it mention an Isser Talmud Torah Behirhor. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it says there's an Isser Talmud Torah Afilu B'Leiv. Sakhtar Shlomo Fischer, Gevaldik, he says when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Chorban Abayis, so there one has to have Tzar B'Leiv. And with that, he explains the reason why, unlike a regular Avelos, where it goes Min HaKovei De La Kal, you know, Gimel Yom Lebechi, and then there's Shiva, and then there's Shleishim, and then there's Yud Beis Chodesh, by Churban HaBayis, it starts Min HaKal Ala Kovid, because you actually need to create in the lathe. And he says, Lamaisa, it should come out. It should come out, Halach Lamaisa. I don't know if necessarily this is how we know it, but it should come out, Halach Lamaisa, that in Abba, when he sits Shiva, he's allowed to learn Behirur. Because it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that there's an Isser. It only says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, like, yeah, Bichor Nabai is a beautiful insight. Well, Kavanot, this is one of the famous Makiris, this Lashon of Rashi, that he himself is not Mechuyev Lehitzar. Fine.
So do we see that
Mitzvah Kabbalah? I'm sorry, say again?
Do we see that Mitzvah Kabbalah?
Well, why do you say that? Mitzvah Kabbalah?
What does Torah mean? That his mind is not a Kabbalah. No? It does not a Kabbalah.
Well, I guess we're saying that. Well, we're saying in order to in the midst of Kriya Shema, by definition, requires kavanah. A person has to, and that's the whole sugi in Brachos. Where that's the other sugi in Shas where it mentions these dinim. It's because you need to focus at least on pasuk rishon. You need to have, you know, even without the hinani mochel mizun l'kayim mitzvah to say shel mitzvah x, but the actual mitzvah is machayiv that a person is thinking about. In a Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim, and that's not something which he's able to do. And it's not something which he needs to do. He doesn't need to pull himself together because he's involved in the Tirdei the Mitzvah. Fred the Gemara, Va'isik the Mitzvah, Patim in a Mitzvah, Mi'acha Nafka, is the source in the Chumash that Oiz Mitzvah Patim is from here, from Kriyeshma, Mi'asim Nafka. We're learning now from Pesach Sheni. The Tanya Va'yana Shemashahayut Me'ul Nevesh Adam. Who were these people? So we have three shitas. Who were they? These were people who were carrying Yosef's Arayin. And they were not able to be makrid the Karban Pesach because they were in a state of Tumah. Agav, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov in the Pesach Shulchan says, and there's a very big deal, and it's actually based on a Medrash and Mishlei, about Kivri Tzadikim, Einem Etamin, and, you know, can you go to the Kever of Shem Bayuchai, v'chulu v'chulu, says Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, often the Gemara says that the people, the Gemara says they were Nisa, me, who is aggressive at Tzadik, and then Yosef at Tzadik, and it says they were Anashim Tzmeim Lenefesh, and because of that they were not able to bring Karban Pesach, where there's a Chiv of Karis. So that's one of the riots which he brings. That is Rav Yosi HaGalili. Rabbi Giva Omer Mishael Ve'el Tzafan Hayu Shayu Oiskin Menadav Aviyu. Also Big Tzadikim. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Im Neisi Arayni Shal Yosef Hayu Kvar Hayu Yechayim Litayr. Remember, they had plenty of time they could have been retired themselves from the time they left Mitzrayim. Then Mishael Ve'el Tzafan Hayu Vaitar Yechayim Litayr. Also they could have been retired themselves. Ella Oiskin b'meis mitzvah hayu. They were involved in a meis mitzvah. We'll see what meis mitzvah means in a minute. But they were involved in a meis mitzvah shechal shvi shalan liyes be'erev Pesach. And the seventh day it fell on Erev Pesach. Shenemar v'le'yachlu la'asis ha'pesach b'yem ha'hu. On that day they wouldn't have been able to have brought Karban Pesach. But it's meduyeg b'yem ha'hu ein yachinim la'asis ha'lamachar yachinim la'asis. So Al Kapanim Frek the Gemara, this is the source of Isaac Mitzvah, Bottom and a Mitzvah. And Lamaisa, this is going to be a bit difficult. Where do we see necessarily from the fact that they were Tmein right now? The din of Isaac Mitzvah, Bottom and a Mitzvah, they're Tomei. They can't do it. Isaac Mitzvah, Bottom and a Mitzvah. So let's see a couple of Rashis over here. Number one Rashi says, well, from here, this was the whole Chiddush of Pesach Sheni. It came about from this. But they were unable to do Pesach Rishon, and this is good for the source. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, it's made Meis Mitzvah. Rashi says, Lav Meis Mitzvah Dafka Ka'omar. Doesn't mean literally if you find someone out in the fields who doesn't have any craving. Tafila may say hen, Nami Meis Mitzvah Karilu, the Mitzvah is Asik Behen. It's a mitzvah to be Isaac in them. Kagoin, Amurim, the Pashas Kahanim, Shaken, Matame, Boy. So it is a mitzvah, Agav, their Madai, from here, that it's a mitzvah even for Yisraelim to be Matame themselves for their craving. It's Lav Dafka Din on Kahanim of Law, Yitama, that they have a mitzvah, Rashi says, everyone. What does this mean? Shechal Shriya Shalahan Zakrashi. Va'af Agav, the Chazula Urta, even though after day 7, that night, when they would be allowed to, Leishtru, it was still Aser, the Ksari and Sheikh and Vizag and Maltami Sheretz. If they were in a state of Tuma then and there, you're not allowed to Shecht for them on their behalf. The Ritva asks, so why didn't they go to the Mikvah, the Mitar themselves? They're no longer Tneim, they're Tvula Yoim, says the Ritva to Hakaimalan, Sheikht in Vizark and Al Tvul Yoim. Okay, so we say this, the Takatami now, so jump in the Mikvah, and then tonight, you'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach, the Chapela, says the Ritva in Hanami. But they only came to Moshe late in the day, and had they come earlier, he could have advised them to go to the mikvah, but that was the mice of it. Rashi continues, very important, Rashi says, Mikomakim Shamina Mine, Da'isig Mitzvotim in a mitzvah, Shabbe Nitzmu B'mei Sein Shiva Yamim Lifnei Pesach. Now, says Rashi, V'afal Pishatu Mezuta Akiv Al Yodom Achilles Pischehem. Even though this tuma which they're involved in would prevent them from achilas pesach, alma mitzvah kala haba liyadcha, ein chatzarech litchaisa mevnei chamura hoasida lavei. So that's the right. It's not exactly a case when you're osik right now, but right now, should I do something which will cause me later on to be exempt? And that is the raya. So our kabbana, we're not learning kipshutai, the oizim is a father and a mitzvah, because that's not the case. So that is the way we're doing. Our kabbana, the gemara seems it's enough of a similar type of oizim and mitzvah, father and a mitzvah type of case to say, why do we need to learn that from Kriya Shema? Let's learn that from here. So the gemara need both. Tzricha. Diashmin and Hasim. I just want to finish this career a bit late. Diashmin and Hasim. If we would have said that case of Pesach, Mishim delay matas man chiyuva de Pesach. It's because this man of Pesach did not yet come, like we just saw in Rashi. Therefore, I would say dafka over there. Aval hacha de matas man kriyishma. But here, where it's this man of kriyishma, it's actually come right now. Maybe emaloi. Maybe in such a case, maybe we should say to the chassan, look, I'm sorry. You need to, you need to get a hold of yourself. And if right now you have the opportunity of involving yourself in one of the other two things, you should involve yourself in Kriya Shema, and you should forget about the other thing which is upon you, because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema has come. Tzricha v'yashmin and hach, and if we would say the case of Chasim Potim in Kriya Shema, b'shem de like a koris. Okay, maybe I'd say he's Potim in Kriya Shema because it's a mitzvah saseh, which does not have koris. Av chasim v'yikha koris, eim aloi, tzricha. Therefore, I need to tell me the din, both by Kriya Shema and by Pesach, the din of Isaac Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah. Good. Let's just see if we can finish a couple more lines. Omra Bauer by Zav Damarav. Ovel, Chayiv, Chomitz, Samoris, Patera. Chutz mitfilin, Shari Namar ben Pe'er. What's the Raya? Medam Lechman Liyachez, Kalper, Chachav, Shalacha. You should put your Pe'er upon you. At who the Mechayivis? Even though you're an Ovel, you, I'm being Mechayiv. Everyone else will be potter if they're in a state of Avelus. This is only on the very first day of Avelus. Its end is like the bitter day of death. And we learn the halacha is that the first day of Avelus one is potter, even if the kfuru was yesterday. Paskins the Shulchan Aruch. So that's the kfura was yesterday, and the misa was yesterday. Excuse me, someone was nifta on Tuesday, and the Levaya was on Wednesday, but it's the first day of Avelis, and therefore there is an exemption from wearing tefillin. That is one din of Reb Abba Bar Zavda Omarav, and then an oval is mechuyav all mitzvahs with the exception of tefillin b'yom rishon. V'amar Reb Abba Bar Zavda Omarav oval chay b'sukkah. So he's mechuyav in sukkah. Now we just said he's mechuyav in kol mitzvahs. So fragim abshita is mechuyav in all the mitzvahs we said. Now ma'ad the tema hayil. I might have said what hayil v'amar rava. Hayil v'amar rava a mitzdayer potem in a sukkah. Hi Nami Mitztarhu. I might say this fellow is also Mitztar. Kamashma, an extremely important line of the Gemara. Kamashma lon. Hani milit sairu de memela. When is there a ptur of Mitztar by Sukkah? If it has to do with the yeshiva in the Sukkah. If by sitting in the Sukkah memela there will be tsar. It's too hot, it's too cold, there's bugs, but it's a tsar which comes directly from yeshiva sukkah. It's a tzar de memela from the yeshiva. Aval hacha, here by the ovel, iu de kumitzar nafshei, iboilel yisuvi daitei. Meaning he is upset about his own private circumstances. That's got nothing to do with the yeshiva sukkah per se. Therefore we say, you need to pull yourself together in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Look at Rashi. In the medium lines, 5 lines down, Pshita, Maishna, Hai, Misha, Mitzvah, Dashmin, and Rav, El, the Avel, Chai, Vachal, Mitzvah, Sari, Dime, Mela, Shehasuka, Mitzvah, Rasai, Kigen, Chama, Tzina, Oy, Sircha, Bedvarim, Shesikich, Behen, and these are all things related to the Sukkah. But here, we see, Miboy, Leili, Yesuvi, Daite, Chayva, Lav, Liyashiv, Daite, Lemitzvah. You need to pull yourself together in order to be able to be Mekai in the Mitzvah. Another din of Abba Bar Zavda Amarav, another din of Abba Bar Zavda Amarav, Negeh to Sukkah, is Chosin V'Hashu Shvinin V'chol B'nei Achupa P'tur Min HaSukkah Kol Shiva. So not only is the Chosin exempt, the Shushvinin. Now the Shushvinin, we usually translate as the friends, the good friends of the Chosin, the ones who are involved in being Mesameach him, and the whole entourage, they are p'turim min ha-sukkah kol shiva. Question is why? Why are they mechuyev? Why are they p'turim min ha-sukkah kol shiva? My time is in the bo lemechdei, because they need to be misamechim. So they have an obligation to be misamech the chasin, and therefore then they're exempt from sukkah. Frank the Gemara, v'lechdu b'sukkah. So why don't you just eat in the sukkah, v'lechdu b'sukkah? And, you know, have simcha in the sukkah, do everything in the sukkah, and therefore you'll be able to be mesamechim in the sukkah also. And then we say, no, ein simcha ela b'chuppah. The simcha is in the place of the festivity. Now the chuppah here does not necessarily mean the actual canopy where they had what we call the chuppah in Kiddushin. As such, Teza says in the second to last line, the ramas ein simcha la b'chuppah, ela makam ikar yeshivas chasim v'kala kari le'chuppah. It's the place where they have their festivities. So you can't expect them to go and leave that place to go into the sukkah. Frag the Gemara, okay, so v'lech lu b'sukkah, so why not at least stop and eat in the sukkah, v'lech du b'chuppah, and then go back and have your festivities and your simcha in the chuppah. Agav is a big din over here. What's the kasha? We're oisig b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. If you're involved in being mesamech, why would you have to stop? Some bring a raya that the ptur over here of the chasin is not midin oisig b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Otherwise, how can you ask this question? That's a din in the Rishonim, Al-Kobonim. The Gemara, that was the Gemara's kasha. Ein, so we said, again, we said, v'lech lo b'suk v'lech to b'chuppah. Ein simcha ela b'makim se'uda. Now, the simcha is in the place of se'uda. So, so make the place of Simchas Chasin V'Kala in the sukkah. Have a nice big sukkah, and that will be the Chasna Hall. That will be the place where you have everything over there. The concern is that often the sukkah would be on the rooftop. If that is the place where they would have the simcha, at times the Chasin would need to leave the makam of the chuppah, of the simcha, to go to excuse himself, and there might be a man who might remain up and be miyachid with his kala and there will be hilchas yichud inyanim and problems. Rava Amar Mishum Tzarachasim. The reason why that's not an eitzah, according to Rashi, Tzarachasim means for once on the bottom, Shamakim Tzar, to have all the festivities and the people there and be in the sukkah, Shamakim Tzar Upasuach She'ena Ela Shalosh Tefanes Uboish Lasachik Im Kalosei. He is with his kala at the beginning of the marriage. He wants to be mesachik in kalosei, and because there's a lack of privacy, then it's not an eitzah to have his makam of simcha over there in the sukkah where people are going to be. Says the Gemara, my benai, what's the nafkin between abaya because of yichud or rava because of tzachasin? Ikebenayu the shrichi in shiyadinafki ve'ayilahasam. If there's plenty of people there, lemanda mishum yichud. The concern is that the chazan is going to leave and one person is going to remain, is going to be yichud leka, because there'll be several people. The man the armen mishum tzar chazan ika, because at the end of the day he wants to be private with his kala and he will not be able to be private, and therefore there will always and there will still be tzar chazan. Okay, we'll stop here.